So what I'm saying, I didn't start there. I remember I used to get them every flu season, all during the season. Then I kept working at it. It slowed it down. And every now and then I get it. But I'm working to the point where I don't want it, and won't get it, don't want it, don't need it. Because it's really not mine. And there's something in your life that you are to work on all the time. That's why you ought to use your faith all the time. But let me get into this. I don't know how far I'll be able to go, but I'm going to talk to you today, Christian Fellowship Church. If anybody, if whatever other ship is in you, I'm going to talk to you. Now, if you want to ship out, that's your shipping. But I'm going to talk to you from the Word of God. I'm not going to try to holler. And if it come on me, I'll holler. Hey, yeah! But I'm going to talk to you from the Word of God. Have you got Bible? Go ahead and put on the screen if you can get it. 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. And First Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. And see, all these things that we're going to talk about today, Jesus came to redeem us from them. That's what he did. And what Satan liked to do is deceive people. That's why the Lord had me on talking about the danger and the deception of sin, because he want to hide it and make you ignore it, and you don't recognize what danger you're in. I remember when we was in Vietnam, we had to patrol a certain area, and they got these guys with the mine finders detector, you know, mine detector. And they will let them go before us, because we didn't know where the mine was. And they could detect that mine before we step on it. But if we just go trotting down through there, we didn't know what danger we were in. Come on. And see, that's what Satan likes for people to do, live their life loose, out of control, foolish. I'm going to have me a good time. Boom! Just like that, it's over with some people. But you were having yourself a good time. And people need to know that. Sin is no friend to you. Sin is an enemy. All right, we got it up there. Do you not know? Well, I wonder why he would make a statement like that. Do you not what? That the unrighteous and the who? Wrongdoers will not do what? Inherit or have any share in the kingdom of God. Do not be deceived, misled. Neither the who? Impure. And who else? Immoral. Nor who? Idolatries. Nor who? Adultery. What I want you to do, see all of these in the same class, on the same list. You know, we know them pick out adultery. But the immoral, the idolatry, the adultery, and what else? Now those who what? Participate in what? We'll get there in a minute. You see it? But nobody's supposed to say anything about it. You know why? If you be quiet, and people don't know the danger of it. And our government passed a law Because you know the government's supposed to be right. Because they're running this country. They're really educated. Many of them got PhDs degrees. They really are professional. So they're supposed to be right. So if the government said, I can do it, they have given me a license, given me a right. So nobody say nothing to me. I do what I want to do. Oh, really? My friend? All right. Where do we stop at? Know who? No cheats, swindles, and thieves, nor what? Greedy, graspers, drunkards, foul mouth, revels, slanders, extortioners, and robbers. Will inherit or have any share in the kingdom of God. And you gonna join that list? You gonna be crazy to get on that list? He just told you what those that do that kind of stuff, they don't have no kind of share in the kingdom of God. I don't care how professional you may be. I don't care how much you may know. I don't care what kind of degree you have. And you ought to do that. But you control that degree, keep it under spiritual leadership. That's what Paul did. I don't know if another man in the Bible was more educated than Paul. You understand inside Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Because he wrote half of the New Testament. But he didn't use that knowledge that he had learned from school. He didn't use it to publicate and work and bring forth all the garbage he can, but that's what most educated folks do. Because they're so educated, you know. But when you're saved, that's a different story. Every person ought to get as much education. You ought to develop yourself in every area as much as you can. Because ignorant folks cause a lot of problems. That's why our tax is so high now. Ignorant and lazy. Y'all said, well, anyway, I'm going to preach where y'all are ignorant. Everybody, too many people want to get old for nothing. Want to walk around and don't want to do anything, but they want to get on the government program. And their health is for getting around and it's better than mine. As good as mine. Because I'm still doing good. Amen. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So he said, what did we stop at? Now listen. I want to read some more because I want to go into some detail. Okay. Will you put up and give me this in the NIV, the NLT, New Living Translation. So you can give me this in the New Translation. Galatians chapter 5, verses 18 through 21. We'll start at verse 18 for time's sake, and we'll stop at 21, I think, if you can get that up. This is the New Living. Go ahead and turn that. You can turn that if you don't have the New Living and get it on the screen. Everybody can see it. Okay? Galatians, what did I say? 5:18. All right. All right, listen to this. Now listen. Listen to this. Oh, Jesus. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under the obligation to the law of Moses.